So there's a few actually very interesting solutions that I'd love to talk about. First is an example, Dell.com, something that everybody's familiar with, purchasing a PC online. If you go out to a site like CNET, and there you can choose among a number of different computer manufacturers which type of PC you want to purchase. And Dell wanted a competitive advantage. They wanted to be able to say, they wanted some way to figure out how to beat the other guys. And what they decided was they could do this partially by identifying total cost as early as possible. What happens when folks go to buy a PC is they get to the end and then they find out that tax and shipping equaled this much more, and then they kind of fall off of the process. So what Dell did is they built a set of web services, their first set of web services, on their from their website to these sites like CNET that take a zip code as an input, and then they're able to compute both tax and shipping costs up front. And so every time somebody goes up to purchase a PC, they know at any given point as they're adding pieces what the total cost is. And for them, that was a big deal. It converted quite a bit of customers from what they call browsers to purchasers. That was a really interesting solution then, and that was the first wave of web services for Dell. They subsequently, many of these developers began evangelizing it internally, and a lot of their internal IT systems are now web servicified. It came kind of a wave. And something that we see often is that first application that was developed by web services becomes the impetus for a wave of web service development inside an organization. And so a great example of that is at the Danske Bank in Denmark. 40% of commercial and retail banks, or commercial retail organizations, are served by Danske Bank. And these guys wanted the ability to interface with the moral equivalent of the Wall Street Journal, which is called Politica in their geography. And they wanted to be able to publish stock quotes out of their mainframe system. And they knew that it would be cost prohibitive to expose out their mainframe as a web service to the universe. So what they did is they built a Windows Server front end and used Visual Studio and the framework to expose out a set of web services that interfaced with the back end mainframe, publish those things regularly, and so they were able to negotiate that information to the Politica newspaper, which was a huge deal for them. And again, it was that first big application that ultimately caused them to head down the path of using web services, and apparently they're doing quite well in their implementation internally.